This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.
Ireland has now joined some of the world's fashion leaders on the Fashion Week stage. And this week, Ashley MacDonald, who is the founder of Ireland Fashion Week and tech-powered luxury, will be taking to the stage at TEDx Athlone to share her journey. She joins me now to talk through her TEDx talk and also look ahead to Ireland Fashion Week 2026. Ashley, thank you so much. I know you're in the throes of preparing right now. First off, what actually drew you to this opportunity, and can you give me a little bit of background of what the topic of your talk will be?
So the topic for my TEDx this week with Athlone, by the way, I'm so happy to be going to the Midlands. I'm from Galway, so doing a TEDx in a rural environment, I think, is absolutely brilliant. And I'm going to be talking about the Fashion Week of the future. So at the end of the day, I think in Ireland in particular, fashion is seen as something a bit frivolous. It's something that's fun and it's not necessary. But sometimes we forget the fashion industry globally employs over 300 million people. So it's almost the equivalent of the entire population of the United States of America in terms of, you know, spend on fashion and footwear. It's over $2.4 trillion a year. It's the size of the entire economy in France. So fashion is big business. And I think now in particular, I hope anyways, in Ireland, not just designers and brand owners and retailers, but just the general public sees the fashion industry as something that can be an amazing place to work and to be a part of, and that you can actually, you know, create an amazing life while working in the fashion industry.
Obviously, Ireland has such a strong mix of fashion, creativity, tech as well. I know that you're very heavily involved in the tech community. How is that shaping what exactly you want to get across on stage for people?
I think at the core of what we did with Ireland Fashion Week last year and what we'll continue to do in the future is being a tech-enabled Fashion Week and ensuring that designers, especially emerging, independent, you know, small designers that don't have the biggest budgets in the world, that they can be agile and that they can compete with designers on a global stage by being really tech savvy, by using those free tools and platforms that are out there, by having those, you know, we call it like your tech stack. So if you are a fashion business and I ask you, what's your tech stack? That really means, okay, what's powering your newsletter? What's powering your social media responses? Do you have something in the back end that's actually helping you make sure that your design goes into production without sizing issues? And a lot of these technologies are actually homegrown, created by Irish tech entrepreneurs that enable us to help our fashion brands. And in the past, these tech founders would have been focused on international fashion brands. And now we're actually putting that into the hands of designers in Ireland in particular. So last year for Ireland Fashion Week, we had a fund of over 7 million euro worth of technology that was given free directly to designers to use. And that was everything from annual subscriptions to platforms to access to trend forecasting. So really showing designers, even if you're a one man or one woman show right now, you can use these tools and it's going to help you further your business.
Talk me through your podcast, Tech Powered Luxury. The title, fascinating, and I know it does very well. What exactly do you talk about on the episodes?
Yeah, so Tech Powered Luxury, imagine I started that in 2022. So I guess I built my career at the crossroads of technology and luxury. I started out at LVMH, the biggest luxury group in the world, as a data analyst in the digital team. I moved on to Google, where I managed the LVMH portfolio. And then I spent time at a group called Pooch, who owns Shire Tilbury, Paco Rabanne, and many more. And one thing that I realized was the way that brands harness the power and opportunity to use technology is going to determine how successful those brands can be. And sometimes it's not about necessarily growing and having, you know, every year 100% growth. Sometimes it's more about, how do I be more efficient? How do I be more sustainable? How can I use innovation to actually excite people, whether it's at my product development or the way I do my marketing campaigns? So they're the kind of people that I interview on the podcast. Sometimes they're tech founders that are, you know, building the future of how technology is adopted at Louis Vuitton. Or I love to interview people who work with in-house within fashion or beauty or luxury brands and ask them about what innovations they're using to, you know, take things a step further.
What role do you think at the moment, but also in the future, AI as technology is going to play when it comes to the fashion industry? I know that people are very on the fence about AI's involvement in anything, but when it comes to fashion and design and things like that, where do you think it's going to lie?
So AI definitely is getting a bad rep right now, because I think what we're seeing as general public is how AI is actually, you know, taking away jobs and roles. But AI has been around for a long time, and it already powers most of the platforms and tools that we use without calling it AI. And I think the ways that we can use AI really positively, especially in the business world, are for things like automating processes, automating payments, all of the things that actually usually the founders were having to spend time on. Now you can take that time back and speed things up. And then when it comes to photography, especially with Ireland Fashion Week, it was really important for us that actually we hired photographers, we employed Irish creatives. And that's one thing you'll never see coming from us when it comes to our fashion shows and productions. We are very, very adamant that it's going to be so important to keep employing actual creatives. Use AI to get rid of the boring stuff, the things that you weren't enjoying and things that were slowing down processes. But when it comes to the actual creative side of things, I think we need to be really careful in how we use artificial intelligence.
Being careful seems to be the important thing when it comes to AI, because there's definitely a balance that needs to be achieved. I like your kind of way of looking at it there, where using it where things were slowing you down, but the creativity, the human side of all of this isn't really something that can ever be replaced. For people that might be feeling a little bit overwhelmed by the likes of AI and technology, obviously you are semi an expert at this stage. What is one small shift in their mindset that you would encourage them to go through?
I think if you are in any type of office environment or role and you spend your day using, like me, Excel and, you know, Word docs or Google Sheets, that kind of thing, you can streamline, you can improve how your documents appear, you can make sure that you remove errors, you can get rid of that, you know, manual or human errors that might exist using AI. And I think that's going to be as common as using autocorrect or autocorrect when you're typing on your phone. I think that stuff now is going to find its way very organically into kind of the suite of working documents that we use. And that's one thing that I think we can all use and probably will be thankful for, right? It's to help us make sure we don't have mistakes in our work and that we can actually streamline things as much as possible. So again, it doesn't take away from creativity. It doesn't take away from, I think, important roles in investing in the creative economy.
What is exciting you the most about the next couple of years in the world of technology and design and fashion as well?
I truly believe that technology is going to be the great equalizer and democratizer of the business world, because very quickly we're all going to have access to the same tools, the same technologies. It's going to be a lot cheaper as well to make use of all these various different, you know, operating systems at the end of the day. And that for me is actually going to give way for true creativity. And it's going to be the brands and businesses who really connect with people on a human level, who create products and services that excite us, that are going to win. And if you remove all of the noise and all of the admin, and especially as, you know, business owners, whether it's someone who owns a cafe or somebody who owns a fashion brand, if you're able to get rid of as much as possible of the time that you're spending on admin and, like I said, all of the boring back office things, you can focus on the things that excite you more. And that's going to be the stuff that kind of touches, I guess, the heart of your consumer or your target consumer.
Without giving too much away, obviously, I'm sure a lot of this is going to be at the centre of your TED Talk. What are you hoping that your audience will still be thinking about on the way home from your talk?
So what I'm going to be sharing in my TEDx this Thursday is the playbook for creating a national fashion week. And I hope that anyone listening to it will actually be able to realize, one, anything is possible if you set your mind to it. And two, you can apply this playbook or framework to so many different areas, whether it's building a music festival, whether it's building a tech conference, whether it's something you want to do on a really local level in your, you know, local town or village, or perhaps someone from a different country wants to set up a fashion week. I really think this is a playbook that builds a system that can be applied to so many different areas and that leverages, well, you'll hear more about it in the TEDx, but that leverages sponsorship and partnerships so that the people participating can, you know, massively have their participation subsidized. And that was the key for me with building Ireland Fashion Week. It was to take away as much as possible the financial strain for fashion brands to be a part of a major fashion week.
Probably too early, or maybe not too early, to ask this question. How are plans going for potentially this year's Ireland Fashion Week?
Absolutely. Oh, we are. We've been planning since the day we wrapped up last October. We're really excited. We're actually going to be kicking off Ireland Fashion Week this year on October 7th in Slane Castle. So back to the iconic Irish castle, home of, you know, some of the biggest cultural icons over the past decade. So we're very excited to be doing that with Lord Alex again this year, who was a huge support last year. We have 8 shows this year, so we've added an additional show to the agenda, and we're increasing the designer intake by 20. So we're going from 55 to 75. Applications are open until Monday. We can see that they are massively oversubscribed already, and we'll be, you know, diving right into the interview and judging process before the end of March, when we're going to announce the 75 designers in this year's cohort.
My goodness, it is one of those things that the planning starts nearly before the other one's even wrapped up. Like, it's amazing. And do you have any dream guests that you'd love to come along? Maybe big celebrities that are on the world stage, either from Ireland or elsewhere, who are just fashion icons?
Absolutely. Okay, so my kind of iconic supermodel of all time is actually Coco Rocha. So she does have some Irish origins, and she's a big Irish dancer. So let's just say we're speaking to her and her team, and we really hope we can make that happen, in particular because this year our graduate shows, our young designers show, the theme is Dausa or Rinka. So it's the theme is dance, and of course with a big focus on Irish dance. So I really hope everyone, please message Coco Rocha, tell her we want her to be in Ireland. I love the Hadids, Bella, Gigi, their amazing sister Alana, their cousin Lena, they're big activists as well. Of course, they all have Palestinian heritage. We would love to have them. We've spoken with them as well, so fingers crossed. And then when it comes to Irish cultural icons, of course, the likes of Paul Mescal. I hope he knows. I hope he saw what we did last year, and hopefully we'll get him at some stage, because he is quite a fashion icon as well.
He is very much a fashion icon. I mean, even who would have thought that the O'Neill shorts would have been such a fashion staple for so many people? But when Paul Mescal wears them, they become even more than what they're for. They become like something really, like even more fashionable than they already were. Maybe the likes of Nicola Coughlan might head along as well. I would absolutely love to see her at Ireland Fashion Week.
Absolutely. Well, we had 2 Derry girls join us last year. We had Jamie Lee O'Donnell, and we had Saoirse Monica Jackson as well. So they're huge, huge supporters of Irish design. We were so happy to have them come to shows and after parties last year. So long may it last.
Long may it last. Well, if people want to follow along with you on social media and Ireland Fashion Week, where can they find you?
So, I mean, Instagram is really our hub. So at Ireland Fashion Week, very simple. For people that want to get involved and apply, applications are still open for designers. And by the way, we've opened up spots for accessories designers as well this year. So it's not just fashion. So jewelry, shoes, hats. We really want to see the whole kind of breadth of Irish design included. And our Substack, so our newsletter, is where you can find everything from tickets to model castings and applications. And that's where we really have, you know, a kind of the archive of all the information about everyone involved. So I encourage everyone to look at that as well.
Well, Ashley, thank you very much for joining me on iRadio's group chat once again. I know I'll be chatting to you again, particularly about Ireland Fashion Week, but in the meantime, best of luck with the TEDx talk, and can't wait to see how it goes, and I'm sure people will definitely take a lot away from it.
Thank you.
This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.